www.brightsideben.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Maybe it's time to bring back in John Elefante. I mean, what do you think? I mean, because I'm getting kind of charged up. I mean, as long as we stick to the sword of the spirit, I'm cool.
That's right.
I'm tired of those old wooden blunt swords, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like in the natural, folks, it's like bringing a gun to a knife fight, right? When you have the spirit and the sword of the spirit in your hand, there's nothing that wars against it, at least in any effectiveness.
That's right.
At all. Let me finish this point. We're going to take these phone calls really quick. How is it that the Apostle Paul knew that God loved him? He was often hungry and naked. He was whipped, beaten, stoned, and so depressed that at one stage he wanted to die. He was mocked, hated, shipwrecked, imprisoned for years, and then finally martyred. What did he look to for assurance of God's love for him, folks? He didn't look at his lifestyle because, to the unlearned eye, it didn't exactly speak of God's caring hand for him. His abundant life was certainly full, but it wasn't full of what we think it should have been if God loved us. Look at Paul, lying half naked on a cold dungeon floor, chained to a hardened Roman guard. Look at his body, his bloody back, his bruised, swollen face. Hey, Paul, you've been beaten again. Where are your friends, man? Demas and the others have forsaken you. Where's your expensive chariot and your successful building program?
That's right.
Where's the evidence of God's blessing, Paul? What's that? What did you say? I didn't hear you, Paul. Did I hear you mumble through your swollen lips that God loves you? Paul slowly lifts his head. His black and bruised eyes look deeply into yours. They sparkle as he says two words. The cross. I said the cross. He painfully reaches into his blood-drenched tunic and carefully pulls out a large letter he had been writing in his own hand. His trembling and blood-stained finger points to one sentence in particular. You strain your eyes in the dim of light and read, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul knew that when God created the heavens, the sun, the moon, the stars, and the sky that surrounds this massive earth, he displayed to humanity his incredible power, his majesty, and his glory. In the same way the cross of Calvary displayed to humanity the evidence of God's love towards us, the same way that we look at Arlington Cemetery and understand the love of the veterans towards us. But God commendeth his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5:8. That was the source of Paul's joy, and thus his strength, but God forbid that I should glory except in the cross, Galatians 6:14. If there's an economic recession, those who look solely to material blessings as evidence of God's love will think that God has forsaken them. Those who look to the cross as a token of God's love, however, will never doubt his steadfast devotion to them. The cross is the show of God's love for the world. It is the focal point of our message. Calvary's cross is the very essence of the gospel, yet I have lost count of the times that I've heard preachers of the gospel to fail even to mention a word of the cross. Jesus told the Pharisees that they have admitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. And therein is our message. There's the proper arrangement. It is because of judgment that we need mercy, and that we obtain to mercy is through faith. So what exactly am I saying? I'm saying that it is a grave error to tell an impenitent sinner of God's love in Christ without direct mention of the cross. Why? Because the Bible doesn't do so. That's why. And how can we mention the cross without reference to sin? And how on the earth can we mention sin without reference to the law? Is the sinner of today more learned than the Apostle Paul? According to the modern prophets,
oh, yeah,
that say, oh, that's the old, dead, stupid men. Is the sinner of today more lenient? In fact, folks, when you think about what I just said, that is an anarchy in the making right there. When they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, the Bible says in Isaiah 28:20, it's because there's no light in them. They hate the law. They're antinomianists is what they are. They show no regard for the law of God at all, which Christ did not abrogate, but came to magnify. Again, is the sinner of today more learned than the Apostle Paul, who said in Romans 7:7, I had not known sin but by the law? How's a criminal supposed to know what he's doing wrong until the judge tells him the law that he broke? How's the one speeding down the road supposed to know that he's speeding until the cop pulls him over and points his finger at the law that exposed his crime? I had not known sin but by the law. In other words, why do I need to repent if I didn't do anything wrong? And that's the gospel of America today. From coast to coast. Because they don't want to offend, folks. Offend. But let it be in righteousness. If we want to show sinners that Jesus loves them, we must do so biblically or they will spurn His love. We can invoke a cheerful response by telling sinners that God loves them. It certainly is less offensive to receivers and therefore an easier message to give. And many years ago, before I understood the function of God's love, I witnessed and witnessed and witnessed without effect until I understood why they need to repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You have to first show them that their sin is before a just and a holy God. That's why. Diane, you got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, man. Thank you for holding on.
I really appreciate the points that you are making, and I'm just going to add a small jot to it on a grammatical point. A better translation of John 3:16 would be, in like manner God loved the world. In like manner as to what? In like manner as to the way Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. Amen. And God loved the Israelites, and He allowed them to look on that snake, and they were healed. But when we say God loved the world so much, we're using the so in the wrong way. It is not a superlative so, it is in like manner. And so that's why we look at the context. So thank you very much.
You're
God
welcome.
Bless you.
Diane, hang on a second. We want to give you a free DVD called The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol. And did you hear what she just said?
Yeah.
See, people get it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I mean, freedom is...
You can't reconcile it.
No. That's why you have people today, socialists and communists, because the people that should know better don't love their country enough to extinguish what they are allowing today.
That's right.
Because they've never borne the cross. Mm-hmm. That's why, let's go back to Ron Paul. Mm-hmm. That's why we should have veterans in office.
That's right.
Because they understand the price of the things that they have fought for in the military to establish what we have today. They will not, by the way, one of our presidents rightly said, those that have been through war talk little of it.
Yeah, you know it by watching documentaries. You got the historians.
They talk little of it. But you know what? I remember Bill Garnier. Mm-hmm. I think Heather was talking to Bill Garnier, one of the 101st Airborne on the HBO documentary. And on September 11th, you know what? Bill Garnier, jeez. This one just kind of gets me again. Bill Garnier was a hero in the war, and he still is a hero. After September 11th, you know what he said, folks? He said, let's get our guns and go out and fight again. He lost his leg. It got blown up in 1944. He was willing to do it again. Shame on the American people that stand around and allow him to do it again. We should be upholding his arms in the natural and going before him and saying, no, you did your duty. Now it's time for us to do our duty. You got Bradley and Jake, 1-877-807-9977. Please give us a call and let us know you're breathing out there. Thank you for the call, Diane. God bless you. And we'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Ted Baird, publisher of MovieGuide.org. This week at the movies, there are a lot of movies in theaters that are worth watching. Muppet Movie is absolutely terrific. Arthur Christmas. There's also some movies like Jack and Jill, which is actually one of Adam Sandler's best movies if it didn't have too much foul language. My Week with Marilyn, an interesting movie about Marilyn Monroe, but it's got a lot of foul language. We give it a -2, extreme caution. Being Elmo, a delightful movie about the man who plays Elmo in The Muppets, and it's a very good movie. It even has references to faith and values. Twilight Saga, which we give a -3 to. It's a mess, but a lot of people went to see it. Happy Feet 2, very communist, very pro-homosexual. A terrible movie considering how many good ones are out there. For more MediaWise information to help you make good selections for family viewing at the theater or at home, please visit movieguide.org.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hello, this is Catherine with our company Spotlight. Today we want to recognize Jim Reinhart, the owner and president of Minnesota Rehabilitation Services. With 26 years of experience, Jim has helped injured workers with their recovery process and has assisted them in a return to a meaningful employment. In order to reach a positive outcome, the Minnesota Rehabilitation Services coordinates services to all parties. This includes the injured worker, the employee, the insurer, and the healthcare provider and attorneys. We actually were very privileged to sit down with Jim Reinhart. He had explained to us how important it is to be neutral and have the excellent communication skills with the physicians. That's what sets them apart from their competitors. My choice for getting back to work after I've been injured would be Jim Reinhart from the Minnesota Rehabilitation Services. The Sons of Liberty Radio uses our company spotlight for those businesses who also hold our conservative values.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Jake, I've been rambling here for an hour and a half now.
I wouldn't call
Actually,
it rambling,
an hour
though.
And 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I love when I get into the preach mode. By the way, this is the American message.
That's right.
It is through and through. And by the way, it's scripture, not man's opinion.
That's right. Everything you love in America, everything that you love about America, its root is this. It's the Word, it's the Bible, it's God, it's Christ. We're not going to change it by bringing darkness to a dark situation already. There's only one light. There's only one giver of liberty. As a matter of fact, if you look in scripture where it says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But it's this way. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Liberty will only abide where that Spirit is, because that Spirit is the only just Spirit. Here's another thing I want to say to you. For those of you that do love the Jesus Loves You gospel, and we've just got to bring the love, we're going to compel the love. Here's what happens is people love, and the Word talks about this, they love teachers that itch their itching ears. It's because there is something in you that loves to be flattered. You want that. Listen, if a man jumps on a grenade and saves your life, and the grenade kills him, do you go down to that man and ask him, did you love me? No, he just demonstrated he did. There's no need for words if you can show a demonstration. If he jumps on a grenade and spares your life, chances are he probably loved you, or he wouldn't have laid down his life for you. There needs to be no word explanation for this.
If you look at
Greek words.
Can I interject something to that?
Mm-hmm.
what you're seeing today in our younger generation is the fruit of a God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life.
Yep.
It's nowhere in the scripture because they've been teaching a false grace that has been used as an occasion for the flesh.
Yep.
They've used and created a God to suit their sin, and yet Christ is not the minister of sin.
That's right.
And yet they've taken definitions and they've created them to look just like them. And it reminds me of a man named Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't wait for Moses, so therefore he got in trouble by creating a golden calf. And where did he get the gold and the silver to create the golden calf?
Yep.
From the people.
That's right.
And they wanted gods to go before them that looked just like them.
And boy, folks, it really exemplified what was in their heart the whole time. They were just waiting for their opportunity to rebel against God. And when Moses happened to be gone, that was their opportunity. And they seized on that opportunity. They made a phony excuse that God hasn't answered, but they were waiting for it. They didn't want God to answer.
Yeah, here, let me bring it back again. When the children of Israel were in bondage unto Pharaoh, isn't it interesting that they had no regard for the sacrifice of the Paschal Lamb? That was the price of their redemption.
Yeah, to bring them
after they were let go at the mass exodus, let go out of Egypt. Isn't it interesting that right after that, the first thing God did is he told them, listen, you're going to go into war, but I'm going to chain you to the Ten Commandments first. And I'm going to teach you how to keep my commandments or no. And if you don't want to follow who I am, then you might want to read 1 Corinthians 10, which talks about being baptized into Moses. But who was the rock that followed it? It was Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now, folks, the other day we had someone call in. And she had brought up something about how Jesus would basically love all the immoral. Yes, he did. He came into the world to save sinners. But in Matthew 1:21, he came to deliver men from their sins.
That's right.
And if you look at the sacrifice, remember John the Baptist looked at him and said, behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. Right? And it was through his blood. Now, right after that, I had to tell the lady on the phone, where was she from? I think she was from Minneapolis, as a matter of fact. She called in from Minneapolis. And I said, you're right, Jesus does love through demonstration. But I got to tell you this, folks, there's a lot of people in hell that Jesus loved. But they wouldn't listen to Moses in the prophets. You understand? And you have false prophets all day long teaching just the exact opposite. Yet you ask somebody from 40 and 50 years ago in this country when they went to church, that's all they heard thundered from the pulpits.
That's right. That's right.
Was the law of God. Yet, oh, we don't want that. No, then they let the Supreme Court do what they did. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing we know, the church allowed babies to be aborted in the millions. And yes, it is the church's responsibility, irregardless if you want to see it that way or not.
That's right.
God judged Eli, Hophni, and Phinehas because of the church was no longer regarding the sacrifice that was given, and they were making a disdain of the sacrifice given to God.
And look at the government will do what it is allowed to do. When the accountability is gone, we saw it in Hollywood. When the preachers were in Hollywood determining which movies would be released out of Hollywood, we had good movies.
That's right.
When the church packed its bags and said there's not enough funding into this, we don't have a moral obligation to society, let them decide for themselves.
And then comes the faith preachers. Then comes the prosperity preachers. If you go to a prosperity church, folks, I just want to ask you the question, what is the message, what is it bringing forth to society to bring rich corporate owners to come to the pastor and let the pastor manipulate money out of them?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll tell you what I see today. I see a lot of these false prophets and these priests, and I see these false pastors, and what I see them do is manipulate people to make them recruiters to bring givers into their church.
That's right.
And what do? They preach a soft gospel.
Uh-huh.
And it's unscriptural, America.
Yep.
Don't forget that.
The only guilt you'll ever feel in those congregations is the same guilt of the 1500s.
If you don't give them your money.
That Martin Luther felt.
Yeah.
If you don't give your indulgence, you don't get your relatives out of heaven.
Yeah.
And so they will scare, literally, they try to put HE double hockey sticks in you because that's their objective. That's the only fear you fear. And I have another question.
Right. That's right. The end timers, the prosperity. Listen, we weren't given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
That's right.
Bonhoeffer rightly said, he who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. He who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man.
That's right.
He's exactly right.
Yep.
That's
and
right.
Our legacy, now, this is another question, salvation, because we talked about this before. Jesus came to bring salvation. So if a man is drowning in a lake, salvation to that man is you pick him out of the water and you make sure he's not drowning. But salvation nowadays, folks, and please, seriously, if I'm wrong on this, just tell me. But Salvation Now is, oh, you're drowning in there? Don't worry. And they put more water on top of them, like they're blessing them with holy water or something, yeah. and let them continue drowning, but they tell them that you're saved. If you're truly saved, you're out of that situation. Salvation has been brought to you. Yeah. It's like telling a slave, well, you're free now. And then he tries to leave, and you say, but you can't leave.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm not really free.
Yeah.
Or telling a man in a jail cell, hey, you're free. And then he tries to get out of the cell, and you say, well, you can't get out of the cell. Well, then he's not really free.
Yeah.
Salvation is a spiritual issue where you're freed from your sin. And then what happens after you're freed? The same thing with that woman who was forgiven, who was shown mercy by Christ. He said, go and sin no more. Don't do this again. Those people are the best recruiters. Those that aren't manipulated, they're not forced. They're gone on by the spirit of love because Christ.
They're volunteers, just like the 101st Airborne were.
That's right.
There was once a respectable captain of a ship whose crew spoke highly of him.
That's right.
They esteemed him to a point where everyone knew of the crew's professed love for him.
Mm-hmm.
One day, however, the captain saw to his horror that an ocean liner had struck an iceberg and people were drowning in the freezing water ahead of his ship. He quickly directed his vessel to the area, stood on the bridge, and made an impassioned plea to his crew to throw out the life preservers. But instead of obeying his charge, the crew lifted their hands and said, praise the captain,
praise
you.
Praise
we
him.
Love you,
oh,
captain.
You,
you are
captain.
Worthy of our prayers.
Best captain. Oh.
Can you see that their adoration should have been displayed by their obedience to his commands? Their admiration was nothing but empty, vain, worthless words. And the word of God declares unto us, that those that take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, he will not hold them guiltless. And then you wonder why the church is where it's at today. If we worship in spirit and in truth, we will worship also again in truth. To lift our hands in adoration to God, yet refuse to reach out our hands in going out and seeking and saving that which is lost for God, is nothing but empty hypocrisy. You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve, Matthew 4:10. Is more than a mere satanic rebuke. If the average church made as much noise about God on Monday as it does to God on Sunday, we would have a revival.
That's right.
And that's exactly what we need back. We need to practice what we preach, America.
And notice, too, that their admiration of praising their captain, the more they admired with their lip service, the
yeah.
more people drowned.
Yeah.
They sat there lifting their hands and praising the captain, and more people drowned.
No, they're like Bruce Ismay, the creator of Titanic. Now we're talking about boats. You know, God himself couldn't, he couldn't sink the ship. And if you think about it, there were rich folks on that boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of
salvation's not in your dough.
Oh, and one more thing. Just now that we're talking about the Titanic thing, folks, did you know that when the ship was going down, all of a sudden they started to sing unto the Lord and pray unto the Lord. I wonder if they were praying to the Lord before they knew there was a hole in the front of that ship.
Mm-hmm.
America? America is sinking.
Mm-hmm.
We better get this right. Because if we don't, we're going to go down in history as fools. God has given us the most light that man has ever had in this world, in the history of mankind. Again, we'll come right back after this break. 1-877-807-9977. You got Bradley and Jake. We'll be right back after this quick break. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Hi, this is Catherine with our company Spotlight. Today we want to recognize Renters Warehouse in Golden Valley. Renters Warehouse is providing homeowners who are on the verge of a foreclosure or a short sale an alternative choice, renting your property out. Typically, the term property manager was reserved for medium to large real estate investors with this service. Renters Warehouse is saving over 500 people a year from a foreclosure or a short sale. How? When I sat down with Brenton, the owner of Renters Warehouse, he had explained to me how he has been able to remove much of the risk associated with being a landlord. With Renters Warehouse, they have innovative programs such as the tenant warranty and also the eviction protection plan. It's easy to see why Renters Warehouse is Minnesota's landlord of choice. No fees up front, cancel anytime without cancellation fees, and they assume all the costs associated with marketing and advertising on your rental property. With the reputation of Minnesota's fastest growing residential property management, you too can learn how to grow your personal wealth with Renters Warehouse. The Sons of Liberty Radio uses our company spotlight for businesses who also hold our conservative values.
You know, it's interesting. I like the analogy. Jake was getting a little facetious during the break, folks, and I just said, no, I don't want to be sarcastic because this is too serious of a topic. But he was basically saying there's probably a lot of men out there hunting for...
Brave men
hunting for Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they got to look like some bad boys carrying around those
rifles.
If it flies, it dies, baby. I'm bringing you home for ducks for Jesus.
They got the trucks, and they got all the mm-hmm. big, you know, bad boy stickers on their trucks, and they get out, and they're about 3 feet tall. They look like Miles Finch.
Poor guys.
Yeah, go ahead and say it again. He's an angry elf. You ever notice that? I mean, seriously, dude. But here, back to the point. They are, you know, they're hunting for Jesus today, mm-hmm. and they're. I mean, that's got to be pretty impressive to their wives. I mean,
I would
just
say.
Walking around like a bunch of stinking orange Snurfs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not
bravery
Smurfs.
In action.
Not Smurfs, Snurfs.
Snurfs.
Yeah.
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 Orange Snurfs.
Yeah.
Probably going to be a movie coming
just,
out.
Just
about
wait
it.
Until the lakes freeze over.
Oh, then they get real brave.
Oh, dude, then they go dig a hole.
They walk on water like Jesus, only it's frozen.
Yes.
And then they drill the holes.
They raise money for some organization for $1 million. And
they forgot Jesus said he'd make you fishers of men, not fish guys.
That's
there
right.
There's a difference.
Yeah. But this is why people get offended at the ministry is because they know it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And if it wasn't true, then what are they mad about?
That's right.
Blessed are those that are not offended, me, said Christ. Kind of just chipping away at the hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
Hypocrites love that.
Yeah.
You know, but I think people are tired of that. And they see the
ready
fruit of that. They can't even keep their word when they say they'll call you at a certain time and they call you a day later, a couple hours later, and say, oh, I completely.
If you even get that, usually.
Yeah. I mean,
what's your problem, man?
Yeah. I don't know. You were called 2 weeks ago.
And you were the one that said that. I didn't say.
Sorry.
You get the point.
You're mad at me for telling me what you said.
Let me get to another point, okay? Because the Bible says, again, let love be without dissimulation, not a counterfeit love. Abhor that which is evil and cleave to that which is good. There's a distinction there, isn't there? There's a line drawn in the sand for us to make the distinction between that which is holy and that which is unholy as Christians, right? What about this one, Romans 13:8? Owe no man anything. Folks, what that means is I owe you the truth to set you free. Because if you read in Leviticus 19:17, it says, hate not your brother and allow no sin upon him. And then it talks about right before that to judge in righteous judgment. Owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Then in the New Testament in Romans 13:9 it says, thou shalt not commit adultery. Oh, there's that law. There's that stumbling block to the disobedient.
Not.
Thou shalt not commit adultery. Now I'm understanding why he hates the law.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that? Because you're not supposed to commit adultery.
Yeah.
Didn't you say that your oath before God when you married your wife?
That's right.
Thou shalt not kill. Even if you're angry with your brother without a cause, you're in danger of the judgment, Jesus said in Matthew 5. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Because love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. And what comes right after that at the end of that chapter, Romans 13? Put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. And when you read in Galatians 5, it talks about the works of the flesh. And it says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Because we know if Christ be in us, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. In most cases, most pastors and preachers don't even get that because they're not born of the Spirit. Because they haven't mortified the deeds of the flesh, and then they wonder why they don't get their prayers answered. And when they don't get their prayers answered, you know what they have to do? Then they have to prop it up. It's not God's business anymore. Then they exchange commandments with the words called protocol. Making God's commandments void because of the traditions of man. Didn't Jesus rebuke them people for that garbage? Yes, yep. He did.
And what did they do in return?
They crucified him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think about Mark 10:17, speaking of love again, as Jesus started on his way, a man ran up to him and fell on his knees before him and said, good teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He was a self-righteous.
Flatterer.
Yes,
good.
He was.
Good teacher.
Let me prove my point, though. But Jesus loved him, and yes, he did. Now listen to the way the Lord displayed love to him and everybody throughout the Bible. Jesus said, why do you call me good? Jesus answered, no one is good except God alone. You know the commandments going to the Jews that were broken by the law of God, who were poor, They lacked the righteousness. They were destitute of the righteousness of Christ. Do not murder. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. Do not lie, he said. Do not defraud. Honor your father and your mother. But this is the Jesus that America says didn't magnify the law in Isaiah 42.
He just loved, right?
Yeah, and it wasn't it the same Jesus that just said that, think not that I come to destroy the law and the prophets. I came to fulfill, because most of the preachers today, again, don't understand that Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. And in Romans 15, that he was a preacher of circumcision who went to the Jews of the day. We are the Gentiles. That's why we have the Mosaic dispensation given unto us through 1 Timothy 1:9 by Paul. Then the man replied to Jesus, "Teacher," he declared, "all these have I kept since I was a boy." Standing in his own self-righteousness. I'm the standard here, Christ. That's what he was saying. I got it going on. Jesus looked at him and beholding him whom he loved, Jesus said this to the self-righteous young man. One thing you lack. He didn't tell him, oh no, that's great. Blessings upon blessings. He didn't say, thank you for the $50,000. Blessings be upon you. Don't worry about your daughter fornicating and your little boy going over to the clubs all the time and your sister over there going to the gambling associations coveting while she loses all her money. No, I won't preach against that. I won't preach against the sins that are in the church, because I'd rather be judged by God than judged within. That's not what Jesus said to him. Jesus looked at him and loved him just like I love you enough, America, to tell you the truth. Regardless if you think I do or not, this is what the Word of God states. One thing you lack, said Christ, go. Listen to what he said to the rich man, all you prosperity jokers out there that try to justify your stance by going to them whorehouses, because that's exactly what God said they were. Go sell everything you have, he said to the rich man, and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. Then come follow me and bear your cross. Is that what you hear at church? No. You hear everything but that. Give, and it shall be given. Good measures pressed down, shaken together, running over, men given to your bosom. Sell your house, sell your car for my church so I can have another airplane. Or another house, or another cabin. That's what you hear every day. This is why the leftists tell the truth better than the right knows how to tell the truth. They see your hypocrisies, and that's what they call you out for. But let me tell you something to the leftists, too. It's the same Christ that will damn the right, that will damn the left. Read the Word. He will do no iniquity in judgment. He will do no partiality in judgment. He taught us not to be respecters of persons. Folks, you need to know what a real friend is. You really do, and I'll tell you where you find him. In Christ. He always tells the truth, because it's the truth that makes men free. And right here, the rich young ruler was hanging on to his riches. That was his God. And Jesus said, this one thing that you lack. And this man fell on his face. He went away sad because he had great wealth. Who is this God, folks? Where his treasure is, there will his heart be also. Instead of seeking God first and the kingdom of God first and his righteousness first, and then all these things will be added unto you. No, what does he do? He wants his money and then he wants his religion. You can't have it that way. You seek the Lord with your whole heart and then you will find him, and not until then. Read Jeremiah 29:11-13. Oh, but here we are again in America. We're praising God. Mm-hmm. Jehovah Jireh, your grace is sufficient for me. Folks, do you know who Jehovah Jireh is? Do you know what portion Jehovah Jireh was placed? You have the church thanking God for his grace to give them riches, when in fact Abraham was sacrificing his son Isaac on the altar. I didn't know that we were redeemed with silver and gold, or through the tradition of man. I thought we were redeemed through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That's where true honor lies. And by the way, folks, that's where the anointing is. That's where the power is. It's in the blood. I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come right back, and I want to talk about one more portion of Scripture that I absolutely love. What most people hate about the things of the Word of God, I love. Adam hid. No, let's go to the light.
Yeah, stay in the light.
Yeah. I want to see who can please Christ the most. Yeah, isn't that what this is about? I didn't know we were supposed to just look at his sacrifice and say, oh, well, we'll be right back after this break, folks. You got the Sons of Liberty.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it. And I really appreciate your witness. Just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Guys, did you know that starting in your early 30s, your testosterone drops 1 to 3% each year? By 50, you may have already lost half your testosterone. That could explain a lot, like your low energy, muscle turning to fat, and a low drive in your romantic life. Discover Ageless Male, the first and only all-natural supplement that's clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels by 61% and still within healthy, normal ranges. And when your testosterone levels are healthy, you can feel more like you did 20 years ago. That energy, that focus and concentration, that passion in your love life. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. It was Mark Twain that said, it's not the scriptures that I don't know that bother me, it's the scriptures that I do know.
Yeah.
Well, you'd be wise to go right after those scriptures that bother you and submit to the one that gave it.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the truth. That's meekness. Yeah. That's power under control, folks. Go ahead, Jake.
It would be the wise thing to do. Folks, again, we want to draw your attention one last time. This is the last segment. It's good to be with you on Saturdays. You can hear our show 2 to 3 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday, on sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can click the Listen Live icon there. Also, too, drawing your attention to our Facebook page, which is on the top right corner of sonsoflibertyradio.com. Stay tuned. Become a fan of the page. You'll see different things. As I had said at the beginning of the show, Bradley's become a weekly contributor to WND, WorldNet Daily, with a column, and also to the Genesis Communication Network every week. And we're high-fiving them. But you want to see these columns. We're posting new things every day. We just got a chance to visit Ron Paul today for just a moment. I had a chance to ask him some questions. That'll be posted on there. So there's a whole host of stuff. We want you to become a fan at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Up in the right-hand corner is the Facebook icon. Also, if you haven't seen the New York Times piece they just released, it's there on the front page as well. Always something new at the Sons of Liberty, because we're always doing. We're not just here talking in the studio. We're actually out there doing, so we can talk. That gives us the ability to talk.
You're the best.
I think you're the best.
Yeah.
Providing content.
Jake's during the break, folks. He's sitting here telling me about how, you know, he knows a guy and he lost a bunch of weight, and he goes, you know, I think you should you really want to try this. And it's like, well, dude, it's not like I'm a, you know, I mean,
no.
I'm talking about myself here, folks. It's not like I'm some guy that can't get out of bed.
It's good for your health. Health is
no,
good.
It is. It's true. And I think
longevity.
If I can get down 10 pounds, I think I will be exactly where I need to be, right? So I said to him, dude, I said, so what are you trying to say? Are you trying to say that you love me?
Now can I interject here?
Yes,
real quick?
Yes.
This was during the portion we were talking about. Jesus never told anybody he loved them.
Yes.
He only demonstrated.
Gotcha. And so what he did is he fell in it, and he said, well, I'm not saying I love you. No. Love is a demonstration is
That's
what
right.
we're trying to say. So.
That's right. So no lip service here, only action, folks.
Okay, so, but you know what I tell my kids? You know what I tell my kids all the time, folks, mm-hmm. is I love you by what I do. I mm-hmm. teach them that.
Yeah.
It's important that they understand that because
yep.
I don't want them to despise God,
yep.
and I don't want them to despise me.
That's right. And why was somebody despised? Because yep. you say something that you actually don't do.
Yeah.
So it's like putting
I'm
a mask
okay.
on yourself.
I'm okay if I'm despised by the hypocrites.
Yeah.
Because folks,
that comes with the turf,
you know, like
right?
for example, like if you're driving along right now and they're saying, "Oh, this and that." No. That's why we have the lines wide open for mm-hmm. you to call in
right.
and show us in Scripture. And I'll tell you what: 99.9% of the debate that anybody ever gives us are those that don't know about what the Word declares. Yet they argue about it.
Oh yeah.
Because they heard from somebody.
It's just like those guys.
It's yeah. like politicians. Let's talk about the Constitution. No, we don't want the. What is this about? Remember back in the
political tactic?
Yeah, that's exactly what they said. The Constitution.
The political move.
What is this, some tactic by the right to the... You got to be kidding me because, folks, we only have one Bible and we only have one Constitution. Mm-hmm. That's why when you get into all these parties, and I talk about this quite a bit, but it's so foolish mm-hmm. when you hear about the Democrats and the Republicans and the Independents. And well, we only have one Constitution. And like I've said, I remember talking to Chad. What was his last name on channel? WCCO, I did an interview with
Hartman.
Him. Chad Hartman. Mm-hmm. And he was asking me what I thought. And I said to him, well, what do you mean? My principles. And I said back to him, I said, wait a second, Chad, this is about our country. This mm-hmm. is about getting back to who we are. I don't have principles outside of who we are, folks.
That's right.
You know, and I'm sorry, I don't have principles outside of who we are, so therefore, I don't have an opinion outside of who we are neither. Mm-hmm. Well, you can say, as Chad Mosier said, Hartman, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. there is a Chad Mosier too, isn't it?
That's
well,
right.
I just kind of stepped in it again, right? But anyways,
well,
but
Chad
in
Mosier,
saying
yeah.
that, he said, I'll pray for your narrow-mindedness after I got off the radio, of course. And interestingly yeah. enough, right after I told him that, a guy calls in and says, that guy's speaking about me. He didn't know, man. That guy doesn't know what he's talking about. You know, 100 years ago when our forefathers established this country, and Chad had to step in it all over the place in front of Minnesota and say, guy, it was more like 200 years ago. It wasn't 100 years ago. So as he was praying for my narrow-mindedness.
Those are just details. Who cares?
The thing is God will not leave himself without witness. Mm-hmm. He takes care of his kids, and he did it right there. But what I said to Chad, back to the point, was that, listen, Chad, this isn't about me. This isn't about my ideas. This radio show is not about me. It's not about my ideas. My ministry is not about me. It's not about my ideas. It's about who we are and what God is calling me to do is what this is about. I said, so when you say to me, what are my ideas or what is my doctrine or whatever the case might be, wait a second, it's ours. Mm-hmm. I had to say to Chad, it's ours.
Yep,
it's not mine, it's ours. We're in this country together, right? There's one constitution. And as long as we're based in the same principles, we have the same principles. You know, we can have different opinions, but we got the same principles.
That's right.
That's it.
The principles, that's the end goal. In other words, what is the conclusion? People
that's
have
right.
different ways to get there, and we can talk about that, but the conclusion has to be the same.
And that's what unifies us, folks, and that's why the Bible says we're the same heart, the same mind, the same judgment. You don't have a president, or whatever this guy in Washington wants to call himself. You don't talk about unity in a country and then start throwing a bone to every immoral group out there and expect to unify. No, he knows
yeah,
exactly
peace.
What he's doing.
Yeah.
Because we know who his daddy is,
mm-hmm.
Saul Alinsky, and we know who Saul Alinsky's daddy is because he said it. It's Satanism.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about the argument. It's not about the argument at all. It's about the revolution.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where he's got America right now. But I suppose people will figure that out soon enough. But
yep.
to unify is to be narrow-minded.
Yep.
That's my point. One more point. Revelations 3:19. Jesus said this unto his kids. He said, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent, speaking to the church of the Laodiceans. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. He said, knock. Everybody's got this image that Jesus is this little weakling hanging on the cross. My little boy, every day he sees the cross, he says, Dad, he ain't up there no more. And I got to say to him, that's exactly right. We're talking about a king. We're talking about a line of the tribe of Judah. They got the character of Christ completely turned on its head, like he's meek and a pushover. Now, the Bible said that when he was asking his disciples, they say, Jesus said to his disciples, who do people say I am? And the disciples said back to him, some people think you're Jeremiah. Some people think you're Elijah. Some think that you're one of the old prophets. And the Bible says that Jesus spoke not as the Pharisees did or as the scribes, but as one that had authority. Because the authority is found in the resurrection, folks, not in carnality and man's fallen nature. Let me get back to my point. Jesus goes on. I stand and knock at the door. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. And listen to what he says right after that. Because Jesus is not the man walking around in your little, your figged imagination with pink booties on, smacking sheep in the butt. And I speak as a man, but that's the image that men want to give to other men. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and have sat down with my Father in his throne. How did he overcome? The cross. What have we been talking about all day? The cross. By the way, folks, this is a great radio show when it's never planned. And if it sounds like it wasn't planned, that's great. Read Zechariah sometimes. Oh, I don't get it. I can't follow him. Read Zechariah sometimes. Read David sometimes. Read the prophets sometimes. See how there's gaps in their conversation all the time? Because without the Holy Ghost, people are saying, I can't follow him. But with the Holy Ghost, you can. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. That's what Christ said in Revelation 3:19. That's what he said.
I just went through John 3, as a matter of fact, talking about Nicodemus, who there's two different types of mentalities, folks. There's one that is born again, and there's one that thinks being born again means he needs to jump in his mother's womb and then come back out.
Carnality.
He just can't get it. And carnality can never grasp those things of the Spirit. That's why it's so important to stay near the giver of life and the giver of law to protect that life. And I'm reminded of what Christ said to all of you that proclaim to love Christ. He that hath my commandments. Plenty of people have his commandments, but he keeps going and keepeth them. He it is that loveth him. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father.
Yeah.
And I will love him and will manifest myself to him. But you can't eliminate the first part. You got his commandments and you love him. You're keeping them. It's a demonstration.
Yeah. If I love my wife,
you keep your covenant to your wife.
That's exactly right. It's that simple.
Yeah.
You're faithful to your wife. You're not looking at other options.
And when you do that, she doesn't need to ask you, honey, do you love me?
Yeah.
Well, you're showing it.
No, I, as a matter of fact, I kind of get into it with my wife once in a while with that because I'll stop halfway through the day and get them out of the house and take them out for lunch. And she'll say, you don't respect me. You don't. No, no, no. Just stop for a second. I'm not even going to say anything. Who is it that stops what he's doing and picks you guys up to get you guys out of the house every day of the week? And I do that for why? Because I do respect what you do. That's why.
Demonstration.
Yeah.
We don't really need to say much as long as we're doing. You really don't have to say much at all. Just like you said, the veterans, they don't come back and tell us how much they love us. They don't talk about it. They just did it. And if we can identify that that is love, then we're going to go a long ways. Because this generation is identifying with what your love is. But this generation also has eyes to see, and they know what true love is, and they're willing to demonstrate, just like I saw today again. Most of these people were under 40 years old. These were kids that love their country. They're willing to get out of bed, not go stinking hunting, because they care about their country.
Yeah. How
and
many people
all
did you say were
together.
There?
There's 3,000 to 5,000.
Good
I'm
for
not
them.
Good at gauging, but that's
good for them.
What it is.
Isn't it interesting? Right is right, even if everyone's against it, and wrong is wrong, even if everyone is for it. Mr. William Penn. You got Bradley and Jake, folks. Thank you for joining us this week. We love you in truth. We love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. Again, we thank you. And thank you that you have a good weekend and hope that you have a good weekend. God bless you and yours. Replay tomorrow from 1 to 3 in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Talk to you.